The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to our Holy Hour. It is Radio Veritas coming to you live on 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. Today is a very special day. Well, we're just changing mics here. As I was saying, today is a very special day for the Dominican Order as we remember Saint Dominic. Hence, we'll take the readings of Saint Dominic. And to celebrate Mass for us today, we have Father Cho, or OP. He's already here with us, getting ready to start with Mass. With that said, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. Remember that throughout the month of August, Pope Francis asks us to pray for his usual intentions, that is the universal and evangelization intentions. Universal intention being for sports, with the Olympics on the way in Brazil, praying that sports may be an opportunity for friendly encounters between peoples and may contribute to peace in the world. And Pope Francis' evangelization prayer intention is living the gospel, that Christians may live the gospel, giving witness to faith, honesty, and love of neighbor. Once again, my name is Shayla, and I look forward to taking down your prayer intentions. That number to dial is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Afternoon, Shayna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. My name is Margaret.
Yes, Margaret.
And I came through to you. Thank God for this. Shayna, please, can you put my sister on the altar? Mm-hmm. Her name is Geraldine. She passed away on Friday.
I'm sorry to hear that, eh? All right, and, Margaret, yes?
And the rest of my family, too. May there be peace in the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you so much, Shayna.
You're most and welcome.
And God bless you.
God
and
bless
Radio
you too.
Veritas. You're very special to us. Never forget it.
Thank you. Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much, Margaret. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Shayna. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Julie?
Well, not too good.
Not too good.
So anyway, Shaila, please, can you put me on the altar today?
Certainly.
And for all the poor souls in purgatory and the sick and the dying and the suffering, and for all my friends and my family, especially my nieces, and everybody at Veritas.
Thank you.
Especially you, Shaila, and your family.
Thank you so much, Julie.
And for everybody that needs that prayer.
All right. All right.
Thank you very much, Shaila.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Julie, and I hope you feel better, hey?
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Then. God bless. Bye-bye. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Ingrid Daniel, Sheila, how are you?
I'm okay. And how are you?
I'm fine, Sheila. My intentions are for my son, Ulrich Schwartz, whose birthday is today.
Oh, and happy birthday.
And my other son, Ulrich Schwartz.
Yeah, all right.
His birthday today. And my other son, Alvin Schwartz. Uh-huh. And to you, Sheila, and for Veritas.
Thank you so much, and a happy birthday
Enjoy
to your son.
Enjoy your day, Sheila. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello? Hello, you're live on Veritas.
Yes, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm fine, Sheila. I would like to put on the altar the names of my two sisters.
Yeah.
Moira Mbama.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Pearl Mbama.
All right.
Who both birthday on the my other sister Pearl birthday on the 2nd of August and Moira birthday on the 6th of August.
Oh, sweet.
I'm wishing them well, and I would like to give them encouragement and motivation through the 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, where it says, "Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." I love them very much, and may God continue to provide them with the providence of good love, blessings of strength for their health, and provide for all that they need. And I thank God for them, for all that they do to the family. Thank you.
Thank you. And what's your name?
I'm Catherine.
Okay, Catherine. I'm the elder sister. Oh, lovely. Thank you for so much for the call, Catherine. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, on this day, I'd also like to pray for my own mother, who's celebrating her 70th birthday. Did I say that well? 70th, yeah. Okay. 70 years old today. So happy birthday to my dear mom. And also praying for the intentions of Winifred, special intentions for herself, Roland and Glenn. Pearl asks us to offer prayers in thanksgiving, also for the repose of the soul of Father Pat. Charles asks us to pray for special intentions and in thanksgiving to God for the life of his mother and for the lives of all who are continuing to pray for her. We also remember the prayer intentions of Imelda, Margaret, Beverly and Paul. The time now is going to 22 minutes after 12. We'll be starting Mass at about 25 past. For now though, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
Paula,
how are you?
I'm fine. I don't want to go again. I keep going.
Yeah.
I rock and roll with missionary work in hospital as a patient. Today, I would like to put my 15-year-old Sheila Orb, one of my greatest friends, 15-year-old, the children of my godchildren. I love her so dearly, and I wish her all the blessings from heaven and Our Lady and St. Dominic.
Yeah.
And I'd like to put my whole family and you and Radio Veritas and all those who do not know how to pray. We pray for them in this day. Dear Sheila.
All right.
And for Mother of Peace. And for Father Ronnie Kearns of RMI and our Bishop and our Pope. And for the Maronite Priest. And there's so many. And St. John's Parish in Florida. Father Donald. And all the staff that have been so kind to me. Allowing me, finding me. Holy Communion.
Yeah.
I've been very blessed.
That's very good, Paula. Thank you so much for the call, eh?
Thank you. And happy birthday. Was it your mother's birthday?
Yes, it's my mom's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Thank
and
you.
And place on the altar from me.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Very safe to come by, good mother.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Paula.
Okay, and Lachanya, please.
All right.
And do. Father, they're celebrating Mass.
That's Father Joe.
Thank you. Father
okay.
Joe.
Yes.
Okay, my darling.
Thanks, Paula.
Love you.
God
love
bless.
You.
And God loves you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, good afternoon. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
Hi, Shayla. Meryl here.
Meryl, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes, Meryl.
I'd like to put on the altar your mom.
Oh, thank you.
I heard you saying it's her 70th birthday. May God bless her to see many, many more years.
Uh-huh, thank you.
And then I'd like to put on the altar the Dominican order.
Yes.
The order of preachers.
Yeah.
Thank God for what St. Dominic has done in our lives, in the lives of all the people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the my son, Dominic,
yeah,
for wisdom and for employment.
Yes.
My granddaughter, Roshana, who actually had her birthday, she turned 4 on the 24th of July.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
So I'd like to put her on the altar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then thanksgiving to God for Kaelin, my other grandson, who's 2 years old. He was in hospital the whole of last week, but he's much, much better now, so thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
And for my life, for everything that God has meant in my life,
yes.
Put me on the altar,
mm-hmm.
and then just for all our deceased relatives and friends.
Yes.
And there's one specific boy, Jason Nortier, who is a nephew of mine who died sometime last week.
I'm sorry to hear that, eh?
Okay. Then.
All right,
thank
Meryl.
Thank you very much, Shayla.
Thank you. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you all and our priests naturally, eh?
Thank you. Thank you, Meryl.
Thank
God bless you,
you
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We also pray in a special way today for the healing of Copano, that's Kenny's son. We pray for his healing and also praying for Kenny and the entire family at this time. Not forgetting to continue to pray to Jennifer, may she continue to heal. And praying for the repose of the souls of Chetty, Paolo, and the repose of the souls of Mark James. Not forgetting the repose of the soul as well of Mr. De Freitas. Well, that said, we'll take the last two calls before we begin with Mass. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good. I'm going to ask you to please turn down the volume on your radio. While he does that, we remember the intentions from Caleb asking us to pray for healing for Rose, Heather, and Lolly.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking
how
to?
How are you? Yes, you're speaking to Tabiso.
Tabiso, I'm fine. And how are you?
I'm good, Sheila.
That's good. Yes.
With a very, very, very special intention, I would like to put on the altar for my uncle.
Yeah.
It's Reverend Teboho Maswane in Lesotho and all the clergy in an outstanding manner for my sister. It was this time around last year when she got an accident. And then I would just like to pray for her. God gives her strength and power to heal her.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Sheila.
All right. We'll
and
remember
then for
them,
all
yes.
those that are celebrating their birthdays today, your mom.
Thank
and
you.
And Mrs. Kulo Godo.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sheila. Bye.
Thank you so much, Tabiso. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yon Veritas, hello.
Good morning, Shayla.
Good morning. How are you, Charmaine?
I'm fine. You know, I'm all the way from Port Elizabeth.
Yes, I know.
And, Shayla, I'd like to dedicate a mass for your mom.
Thank you.
Wish her a happy 70th birthday.
Thank you so much.
And I also wish her for the gift of life.
Mm-hmm.
That she is going through, and thank you very much, Lord, for guidance and protection over her.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you.
Over yourself and your family.
Thank you.
And I also want to pray for my family.
Mm-hmm.
As myself, Harry.
Yeah.
Harry, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my adorable son, Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
Who thinks so much of his parents. He adores us and we adore him too.
Oh, that's sweet.
We love him to the moon, Shayla.
That's lovely.
And then, like, my two daughters. There's one in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
My name is Janice Moodley and her husband is Trishan.
Mm-hmm.
And my two grandsons, Kai and Shailen.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Anthea, my eldest daughter. And my husband, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And my three granddaughters.
Okay.
There's one that is pretty ill today with a sick, with a flu.
Yeah.
Her name is Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Please help the Holy Spirit to guide and protect her so she can get well.
Yeah.
And Michaela with a last year at matric.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she passed flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Viara.
Okay.
My little granddaughter. I ask for guidance and protection over each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And bless you all at the studio at Radio Veritas.
Thank you so much, Shemaine.
And the priest who is saying mass, love you, Lord Shayla.
Thank you so much. And God loves you too, Shemaine. Thanks
Thank
so much
you,
for the call.
Shayla.
God bless.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day.
You too, eh? Bye-bye. Well, we remember the intentions from Dora, the intentions from Lydia, and the intentions from Val, not forgetting the intentions from Prudence and the intentions from Fiona. We'll have to stop it there. It's exactly 12:30. We'll begin with Mass right after the entrance hymn.
Predicare, laudare, we praise our Lord with our saints, benedicere, we lift our voice in song, predicare, we proclaim your word to the world, laudare, benedicere, predicare. Sent out to preach by Dominic, sent two by two to all the world, sent out to study the gospel of grace, to find new ways to preach.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning to you, and a happy St. Dominic's feast to you.
Thank you.
I'm Father Joseph, a Dominican priest, saying this Mass on the feast of St. Dominic. And I'll be saying the Mass for all those people who've sent in their intentions, as well as for all the Dominican fathers and brothers and sisters and friends of the Dominicans throughout our country. I hope you celebrate with us. We begin by remembering our sins. You You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And now, having praised God, let's pray to him. O Lord, may Saint Dominic come to the help of your church by his merits and his teaching. And may he who was an outstanding preacher of your truth be a devoted intercessor on our behalf. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in much fear and trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages of our glorification. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, God has revealed to us through the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Tell among all the peoples the wonders of the Lord. Tell among all the peoples the wonders of the Lord. O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord all the earth. O sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell among all the peoples the wonders of the Lord. Proclaim his salvation day by day. Tell among the nations his glory and his wonders among all the peoples. Tell among all the peoples the wonders of the Lord. Give the Lord, you families of peoples. Give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Tell among all the peoples the wonders of the Lord. Say to the nations, the Lord is King. The world he made firm in its place. He will judge the peoples in fairness. Tell among all the peoples the wonders of the Lord. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. He who follows me will have the light of life.
May the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, as Jesus and his disciples were going along the road, a man said to Jesus, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another person he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But he said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, another one said to him, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his head to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we're all followers of the Lord, but we follow the Lord in the way that Saint Dominic did. We're keeping his feast day today, and he's famous. famous especially for the founding of our Dominican order 800 years ago. And he said, we must all be apostles, just like the 12 apostles, following the Lord. What St. Dominic started 800 years ago is still alive and flourishing today, thank goodness. And so it is a happy feast for all of us. You know, I'm going to look at a motto. The best known motto of the Dominican Order is the word Veritas, as in Radio Veritas. Even this radio station is so named because of its connection to the Dominican Order, and especially, of course, to Father Emil Blaser, whose inspiration brought it about, and who's still directing the station. Now, why do we Dominicans, followers of St. Dominic, have this word Veritas as our main motto? It is, in fact, a very ancient educational motto, going back to Greek mythology, meaning the search for truth. Not that we have truth, but we are always searching for the truth. It was a word used by Greek philosophers in the ancient world. It's a word that's been extensively used in the Bible. It's a word used of God himself. God has been described as being the truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when he was questioned by Pontius Pilate, Jesus told Pilate that he came for the truth. And we know he died for the truth. And in modern times, this word Veritas, truth, has been taken up by many universities and colleges throughout the world. And this is the word that we Dominicans use, words to describe our vocation, the search for truth, and to pass this truth on to others. And that's what all the Dominican schools are about. And today we must remember also all those 2,000-odd pupils at Dominican schools in South Africa. They celebrate today as well. Now, St. Dominic was very concerned about passing on the truth to others. He insisted that his recruits to his order 800 years ago should engage in a study of truth, the truth in Scripture, the truth to be found in the teachings of the Church. And we should be engaged in exposing whatever's not true in the world. For example, there's a lot of stuff that is not true. And even in the Church, some things are not true. We Dominicans have to search for the truth. Great Dominican saints took this up because the search for truth is one of the pillars of Dominican life. For example, St. Thomas Aquinas, a great Dominican, he wrote many hymns, and in one of his hymns, he gets us to sing about truth. He has the words, What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true.
Seeing, touching, tasting are in thee deceived. How say'st trusty hearing that shall be believed? What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true.
Yes, what God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. And some people in the world today think there is nothing true. We know that God is true. Another great Dominican saint, Saint Catherine of Siena, is known to have said, God grant that I may always be a lover and proclaimer of truth, and that for the sake of truth I may die. And she, of course, knew that Jesus died for the truth. Now that's the meaning of the word veritas. This is what Radio Veritas stands for. This is what the Dominican Order, with all Dominican schools and colleges, stand for. And this should be what the Church stands for. So today we are celebrating and praising God for Saint Dominic, as well for all the Dominican sisters and brothers and fathers over the last 800 years. And we ask you to join in the celebration and pray for us, and also to pray that more young women and men may join the Dominican Order and spread the search for truth in the world. That is the way that we could truly celebrate what St. Dominic started. Now we carry on with the Mass, offering the bread and wine to become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who proclaimed the truth to us. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mixing of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
And Lord God, we ask you to receive all of us, and be pleased with the sacrifice we offer you with humble and contrite heart. Lord, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Brothers and sisters, let's pray that our sacrifice be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O Lord, we ask you to attend mercifully to the prayers that we offer you on this feast of Saint Dominic. And we ask you that through the great power of this sacrifice of the Mass, you will strengthen us to carry out that work by the protection of your grace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now may the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
So lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let's give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It's truly right and just. It's our duty. It's our salvation. Always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father Most Holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He is your Word, through whom you made all things. He is the one you sent as our Redeemer and Saviour, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim, You are indeed holy, O Lord. You are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts of bread and wine, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for the multitude for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Saviour of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Jesus' death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that by partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world. Bring the church to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, with all our bishops throughout the country, with the clergy, with the religious, with all your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. Remember all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Lord, have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Dominic and all the Dominican saints who've pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours for ever and ever.
Amen.
Now I invite you all to join with us in praying to our Heavenly Father. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Deliver us from violence. Deliver us from unemployment. Deliver us from oppression. Deliver us from poverty. Deliver us from bad relationships. We ask you graciously to grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin ourselves, and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, you who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Grant us peace, Lord, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word,
and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
I am the vine, and my Father is the keeper. Come to me, let the Spirit bring you life. Like a tree planted by the living water, to stretch its roots into the living stream. You will show no distress in the heat of the drought, but still bear fruit and
let us pray. O Lord, may your church receive with wholehearted reverence the power of this heavenly sacrament, by which we've been nourished on this commemoration of the Feast of Saint Dominic. And may your church, having flourished by means of his preaching, be helped now through his intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
May the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our Mass has ended, but our celebration has not ended. We carry on celebrating throughout this day as we remember this very great man, Saint Dominic.
It's 3 minutes after one, and that brings us to the end of our live broadcast of Mass. We'd like to thank once again Father Joe for celebrating Mass for us. Father Joe, of course, one of our Dominican priests, and also thanking everyone here in the studio, our listeners, and our technical producer, Ashton. With that said, we will be back with Holy Hour tomorrow at 12 noon. Until then, God bless you, and ciao, ciao for now.